Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley. I'm the founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate and Fairhouse Offer. They can be found at sirashley.com or fairhouseoffer.net. I am a real estate investor and an agent based here in the Charlotte area. So if you know anybody looking to buy or sell in the Carolinas, please have them contact me. Now, today's episode is titled, The Documents You Need to Have for Pre-Approval When You're Buying a House. Okay, so you decided you want to buy a house, and you heard that it is best to get financing pre-approval before you begin house hunting. And that is very good advice for two reasons. First, you need to know exactly what price range is within your reach. That will save you a lot of time and frustration. And secondly, if you're pre-approved, sellers will take you more seriously and will be willing to entertain your offer. Now, number one, first document you need for pre-approval is you need proof of employment and income. Obviously, you will need to show the lender that you are employed and that your income is sufficient for you to make the monthly mortgage payments. The kind of documents you need for pre-approval will depend on your employment situation and how you get paid. But in any case, you'll probably need to provide copies of the previous 2 years' income tax returns, both federal and state. And if you are a salaried or wage earner, you need the copies of your past few pay stubs or the most recent year's W-2 forms. If you are a self-employed individual or independent contractor or freelancer, you need a profit and loss statement for the past few years, as well as a 1099. Secondly, you will need the records of assets. This is another document you will need for the pre-approval process. Now, this is a listing of your assets for every bank account, whether it is checking, savings, money market account, or so on. You'll need copies for at least the last 60 days worth of statements. In addition, you'll need the statements for the past 2 months for all for all investment accounts, such as CDs, stocks, bonds, and IRAs. And lastly, you will need a list of monthly debt payments. Now, of course, the lender will want to know how much you pay out each month to cover the debts. So you'll need to provide an official record of monthly debt payments obligations, such as your car loans, other mortgages you may have, student loans, and credit cards. The lender will want you to provide the name and address for each creditor, along with the account number, loan balance, and minimum payment. Now, here are the final thoughts. Lenders will often question you about how you intend to fund the down payment on your house. So keep in mind, you may have to show the proof of the sources of money for this purpose. Getting pre-approved for financing depends a large part on the documents you provide for the pre-approval process. So I hope this is helpful, and please, you want to stay ahead of the curve and have all your ducks in a row. So those are the three things you need to have when you're providing, when you want pre-approval for your house buying process. I hope this was helpful. Feel free to contact me. The office number is 704-775-1236. Or you can reach out on Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat at sir_realestate. Or you can email me directly at sir@sirashley.com. I hope this was helpful. And until next time, have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.